AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls on Congress to pass both the infrastructure bill and $3.5 trillion budget plan.
This is our moment to deal working people back into the economy. This is our moment to prove the American people that their government works for them, not just for the big corporations and those at the very top.
The president also defends his coronavirus mandate for private businesses. GOP attorneys general disagree. Jackie Quinn has this.
The top legal officials in nearly half the states have sent a letter to the White House saying your vaccine mandate represents not only a threat to individual liberty, but a public health disaster that will displace vulnerable workers and exacerbate a nationwide hospital staffing crisis. The effort is led by South Carolina's attorney general, who says the Biden plan to force large employers to require vaccinations is illegal.
Former OSHA head and George Washington University School of Public Health Professor David Michaels says the emergency action should overcome any legal challenges.
This emergency temporary standard doesn't require anybody to get vaccinated. It just says you have to show that you're not infectious when you go to the workplace.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol wants to see details concerning Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's call to his Chinese counterpart just before the election and right after the assault on the Capitol by rioting supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Committee member, Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger.
What exactly were his words? Who initiated the phone call? There's a lot, I think, that needs to be answered that could really change this story one way or another.
The Milley phone calls were described in excerpts from the forthcoming book Peril by Washington Post journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. The book itself is set to be released next week. This is AP News. South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch surrenders on insurance fraud charges.
Prominent South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch surrendered to authorities Thursday to face charges of insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report. State police say Murdoch arranged to have himself shot in the head so his surviving son would get a $10 million life insurance payout. Murdoch's attorney says the 53-year-old was deeply depressed with a drug addiction that worsened in June when he discovered the bodies of his wife and son who had been fatally shot. That case remains unsolved. State police have 6 investigations into Murdoch and his family, including the deaths of a housekeeper and nanny at his home in 2018. I'm Mike Gracia.
A man with a stolen identity and a female inmate are charged with using a drone to smuggle drugs into a Southern California jail. Prosecutors say the drug drone dropped into the jail in Orange, California last Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.